For this example, open the spreadsheet that's listed on the web page, dwc.xls. And when you get it open, you'll see that it's an example of the days of working capital that we were talking about in the main presentation. This is an example company. To make it a little easier, why don't you go ahead and up at the input for annual sales, where there's a large number, just enter something round, like $1 billion would be a good one there. So where it says annual sales, the red entry, enter $1 billion with a B, dollars. Here's what's going on. If you look at the top left side, where there are four inputs, days sales outstanding, days inventory outstanding, days payables outstanding, and days of working capital. First one says the days sales outstanding for this company is 26.9. Down below, that's the kind of light tan, yellow tan box. So if a company has annual sales of $1 billion, if we divide that by 365 and multiply it by 26.9, that's how much of their sales is now sitting in accounts receivable. One of those accounts in the cash plumbing system that we talked about. So 26.9 days of that is trapped in that system. For inventory, this company has 32.2 days of inventory outstanding, and that's the brown box. So again, dividing $1 billion by 365, multiplied by 32.2, that's how much cash is sitting in inventory. Putting those two together for the current asset accounts that have cash tied up in them, we get a total that's almost 60 days of cash in the system. Put numbers on that in just a second. On the bottom of the graph is the green box. That's days of payable outstanding. Payables are money that we owe to our suppliers, so it's a short-term loan. And it's an interest-free loan in most cases, and so that's good. We'll take all the interest-free money we can get. This company has days payable outstanding on average of 24.5 days. So that's the green box. The red box is the days of working capital. That says out of the top line, almost 60 days, how much has to be financed sort of out of pocket from equity in the company. And that's the amount that isn't being financed by the accounts payable. So we have 34.6 days. That's going to be days sales outstanding plus days inventory outstanding minus days payable outstanding. So almost 35 days of net working capital that's going to have to be financed. So now if you look up at the numbers above the graph, starts with annual sales. So if you change that to $1 billion with those inputs, then accounts receivable is that divided by 365 times the 26.9 days. We have almost $74 million sitting in accounts receivable. And it's important to understand that if sales are constant, that investment in accounts receivable is also constant, relatively constant over time. So in other words, we've got $74 million sitting in that account all the time. Same for inventory. 32.2 days of inventory gives us almost $90 million of investment in inventory sitting there perpetually all the time. Of course, inventory is coming in, inventory is going out, but on average, there's that much sitting there. Accounts payable would be about $67 million, so our total investment in net working capital, the part that isn't financed by the accounts payable, is almost $95 million for that company. If we have a cost of capital around 10%, which is probably a little low for most companies, more like 12 to 15 in most cases, so with a 10% cost of capital, we're looking at an annual financing cost of almost $10 million just to have that money sit there. Remember, any money we have invested, the equity amount, the red box essentially, is the money that we're going to have raised from somewhere to fund the investment in those accounts. And any money that we have, any capital that we have, has a cost. And so on average, if the cost is 10%, that means that it's costing us $10 million a year just to have that investment sitting there. And on a percentage of sales basis, that's almost 1%. That's not 1% of profit. That means that if our profit margin was, say, 5%, we could have had a profit margin of 6% if we didn't have to have that investment in networking capital. The numbers that are given there are fairly average for a lot of companies. Off to the right, there are some other inputs that we can use for some actual companies. These are from their figures for 2006. And so let's change a few of those. The first one is Dell Computer. So in our inputs, day sales outstanding for Dell was 35.6 days. Days inventory outstanding was 3.8 days. Notice very low number. And their days payables outstanding was 64.2 days. Okay. Now, when that happens, we get a very interesting result. Days working capital is minus 24.8 days. What does that mean? Well, think about what we've got. Dell Computer is famous for managing its working capital very effectively. What they have is a day's sales outstanding to suppliers that they sell to is fairly normal, about 36 days, but they carry almost no inventory. They use a just-in-time inventory planning system so that they get inventory at the plant at as small a time interval between then and when they build it into a computer as they possibly can. And so almost no inventory is on site. Days payable outstanding, on the other hand, they have negotiated agreements with their suppliers to have 60 days, more than 60 days, of time to pay. So on average, they have 2 months of sales loaned to them by their suppliers, and yet their customers only owe them 1 month of sales. And so what they have is more financing from their accounts payable, from their trade credit, almost twice as much as they need to finance the actual investment that they have. And so what they have is a negative situation. They're getting a loan for more than they need. It's free money. It's wonderful for them. And so the graph down below, the red box, is actually not an investment in networking capital. It's a gift of money that we're getting from our suppliers. And again, it's a perpetual gift, interest-free over time. So they have a wonderful inventory management system. Now, recently Dell has not been having some problems with this system, and so today it's not as good as these figures show, but over time it's been an amazing system. Some other companies work the same way. Walmart is another good example of one that has a very good inventory planning system, and so it helps them a lot. Let's change to Walgreens. So Walgreens has slightly different numbers, 12.1. Days sales outstanding, 48.4. Days inventory outstanding, and 25.2 days of working capital. Okay, so in this case, we have a situation where days sales outstanding is very small. You know, when you go to Walgreens, you normally don't have a Walgreens charge account. You pay in cash, or you pay with your credit card, and so Walgreens isn't carrying the credit for you. They do carry a little bit of credit, but not very much. And their inventory, though, they need to have a good stock of inventory in the store. Of course, a lot of the prescription drugs that are back there, even though they may not fill a prescription in that particular drug very often, it has to be there. They have to be a well-stocked pharmacy. And the same for all the other things that are out on the shelf. So they have to carry quite a bit of inventory. Days payables, on the other hand, they get about a normal sort of 30-day time frame, 25.2 in this case. So their days working capital is about 35.3 days. Still, if you use an example of $1 billion of sales for that company, or for each $1 billion of sales that they have, they're still looking at an investment of about almost $10 million perpetually in their net working capital investment. You can experiment with some of the other numbers that are given there for the other companies, but let's look at two others. Let's look at Walmart. Walmart is 3.1 in days sales outstanding, 37.6 in days inventory outstanding, and 29.6 in days payables outstanding. So they have days working capital of about 11 days. So in this case, let's look at what's going on. Again, Walmart, you don't carry a charge card for Walmart. You use your bank charge card or you pay in cash. So they don't have very, very little accounts payable or accounts receivable. Days inventory outstanding, again, there's a lot of inventory in Walmart. You can walk around a store and there's lots and lots of items there. Not all of them turn over quickly. Some of them turn over very quickly. Some are quite slow. So their days inventory outstanding is about 37 days. Their days payable outstanding, well, they have a normal sort of 30-day cycle on average on their payables. So with the days sales outstanding, accounts receivable being very low, then they have a relatively low days working capital investment. And so not a lot of money is being tied up in their working capital investment. Let's also look at General Motors, which is similar to Ford. Both of these companies have the same sort of problem. And actually, their situation is a lot worse than these numbers now. So their days sales outstanding was 288.4 days. Their days inventory outstanding, 32 days. And their days payables outstanding, 60 days, or 60.4. So we get a day's working capital of 260 days. Now, what's going on here? First of all, you think about accounts receivable. Who are General Motors customers? And they're not you and me. General Motors customers are the dealers that they have to sell the cars to, who turn around and sell them to us. The problem with automobiles and dealerships is that GM has two choices. GM can hold all of that inventory somewhere after they make it and ship it to the dealers as the dealers need it and have the dealers pay for it in 30 days. So the dealers would be on an all-order basis. They wouldn't have any stock on their lot. Of course, that's not to the dealer's advantage, and it's certainly not to GM's advantage. GM would rather have the inventory stored at the dealer's site than have to store it somewhere in some huge lot. But the dealers aren't going to take it unless they have a long time to pay for it. In fact, what the dealers are going to say is, well, you can ship me all the stuff you want, but I'm not going to pay for it until I sell it. And so the longer it takes to sell, then the longer that accounts receivable is going to be outstanding to the dealers. And the worse both companies are in the same situation, the worse they do, the bigger that accounts receivable investment becomes. So essentially, they keep on making cars. Notice that their days inventory outstanding is relatively small. So they're not holding a lot of finished goods inventory or raw material inventory. They're making the stuff into cars and they're shipping it out to the dealers. And at that point, it turns into an accounts receivable. But so their production is fine, but there are so many cars out there that haven't been sold that they've got huge investment in accounts receivable. And really, it's not, there's a possibility that the actual amount that they're going to receive on that will be substantially smaller if they're giving rebates, if they have to mark down prices in order to sell the automobiles, then what they actually get back is going to be a lot less than that. So they have an enormous days working capital investment, almost a year. And for every $1 billion of sales that they have, that's more than $70 million of investment tied up in net working capital, which has a huge financing cost. Notice that for every $1 billion of sales, we're looking at percent of sales lost or lost profit of 7%. Their profit is 7% lower than it could be if they didn't have that huge investment in networking capital. That's why those companies are in trouble. And as I said, the numbers are even worse now than at the time that these numbers were given. Two other pieces of information are posted on the website along with this. The CFO Magazine's 2006 Working Capital Survey article is one, and that's a very good one to read. CFO Magazine, by the way, is a free publication that is a very, very good publication. It has a lot of great information in it. Anyone can sign up to receive that, and also they have a very extensive website that has all of the articles from all of their past issues on it. So every year they do a working capital survey. This 2006 survey was done in early 2006, so it was using 2005 information. And the 2007 survey should be coming along soon. When it does, I'll post it and let you know. So the results that we're seeing are actually 2005 fiscal year results for the companies that are listed. So you can read the Working Capital Survey article. Also, if you open the one that says PDF with results for 2005, that's where the numbers that we were using came from. And what you can see there is information for many, many different companies in lots of different industries. And you'll get information on day sales outstanding, the change from one year to another, their days inventory outstanding and the change, days payables outstanding and the change, and their 2005 days working capital and the change from the previous year. And then for each sector, you'll get the average information for those sectors. So you can compare different types of companies and see what their characteristics are for carrying working capital. Depending on what your business is, this may be useful for you in thinking about what sorts of investments in working capital you're going to need in your companies.